Thank you. last part where that where it's going, that just kind of made my brain do that.
I like that part.
Like head banging. I don't know how people, not head button, head banging, you know, that part where people shaking their head like that. I mean, your brain slapping against your front of your skull and then the back and stuff like that. That's what my brain was feeling like right there. I mean, it wasn't a bad song. We're just saying that last, they could have saved a little electricity by not putting that last ring.
Well, you
got to
have the fade out, though.
Well, okay. Well, I guess that's that. Well, to each his own, the artist. Anyway, now that we got past that ridiculousness, what are we doing?
The Music with Care Hour.
Woo-hoo! I like the Music with Care Hour. So where are we going first?
The Crystal Ship by the Doors.
All right. Hey, that's kind of cool. Just visualize this. A crystal, an actual crystal ship. You can see through it.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid of that. I'm afraid of big bodies of water. But
oh. Well, you know, remember back in the old, well, you probably don't remember back in the old days, but Wonder Woman had an invisible airplane. Yeah. She's flying around and it's like, that's why I was saying the crystal ship would be cool, you know. You just see all the people kind of floating there in the air and they wouldn't see no boat.
That would be cool.
I'm mental. Anyway, Wonder Woman did have an invisible airplane. It was cool. But all you see is her sitting down flying through the air, which is kind of weird. Alright, here we go. Let's get to the music.
Into unconsciousness, I like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. Days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again. We'll meet again. The streets are fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry. I'd rather fly.
What the drummers do with their stick like that, they spin it around. Don't that look cool?
Yeah,
it's optical illusion. And I'm not an instigator.
You definitely are instigating right now.
Alright, so since you're instigating right now, where are we going from there?
Killed by Death by Motorhead.
That's kind of, that don't make no doggone sense. Well, yeah. It sort of does. Killed by Death. Is that, I thought death was like a result of being killed.
Right.
So whoever wrote this, they might have been, you know. All right, well, let's see what it's all about then. Is it a good one?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Shut up!
It's the caffeine on top of the sugar that's making you sick.
Maybe.
You drink coffee, right?
Yeah, but it's always black coffee.
Yeah, but you don't get sick when you drink coffee, right?
No.
Coffee has a lot more caffeine. Now, cappuccino, I guess, probably they jack the caffeine up a little bit, and you have sugar on there. So those two can combine.
Make me sick.
Yeah, so if you can get a sugarless cappuccino, you might be all right.
Ew.
Anyway, we just figured that out scientifically. Now, aren't you happy about that?
Yep.
Anyway, so now what are we doing?
Get Your Hands Off My Woman by The Darkness, the epic version.
Uh-oh, this is the one. All right, so, like, you know, he'll explain it, and this is it. And this is the one song that you got me in trouble with your mom.
Well, that's a good song.
All right, here we go.
No swearing, so you'll notice that I haven't sworn this evening. And I don't intend to either. I think it's nice to not swear. There's a lot of great kids out there, and I think it's important not to swear. The second thing that we had was no pelvic thrusting of any type whatsoever. So you'll notice that all movement in my body has been from the chest upwards. Yeah, I don't even bend my knees for fear of infringing some sort of guidance. So everyone must, okay? And that's good. Great. So we're going to sing a song which in the United Kingdom had a lot of swear words in it, and we're going to do it without swear words. So, yeah. No, but you should be happy because it's a special version for the Malaysian audience only. So we're special, guys. We're special. No, you can't have that version. You'll have to travel for that version, unfortunately. So this one's called Get Your Hands Away From My Woman, Melon Farmer. You repeat after me, okay? You know how to do that? So when I go, Melon! You go, lovely melons, guys, well done. Melon! We could also do Muddy Funster. Have you ever heard that one before? That's a good one, isn't it? Morgan Freeman, for those of you who are cinema buffs.
Maybe Lenny's your cinema buff.
Well done, you guys. That's brilliant.
You know, there's probably going to be a whole lot of kids in Malaysia running around calling each other melon farmer now.
It's better than the other.
You melon farmer? What's that, a bad thing?
You coconut.
Yeah, see? Well, there shouldn't be so many foul-mouthed heathens in the world anyway. So, where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Island of Summer by Chris Cornell featuring Andrew Wood.
Well, ain't that a melon farmer? The Island of Summer?
Yeah.
What the heck? Is it like stay summer all the time?
I wish.
Let's go. We'll find out. Here we go. Try this again. Alrighty then. So, now that we got that situated, what are we doing now?
This is the Shangri-La by Mother Love Bone.
Wasn't there a song like that in the old days? Shangri-La? I can't even remember who it was. I have to Google it.
Yeah.
We're getting old. I don't know. We can't remember nothing. I can remember Melon Farmer. What do you think? Your mom's going to smack me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. What's this one here? Shangri-La? Mother Love Bone?
Yep.
I still don't like that name. It's weird.
I like it.
All right, here we go. Fictional place described in the 1933 novel Lost Horizon by a British author, James Hilton.
I thought it was a place in China, like compared to the Garden of Eden, kind of like a heaven on earth.
Oh, maybe it could be. It says Shangri-La as a mythical, harmonious valley gently guided from whatever a lamissary is. Now we need to Google that one too, right? Gotta Google everything. And it says enclosed in the western end of the Kunlun Mountains. That sounds like China. Kunlun. I don't know. But I was trying to find a song that was probably 70s or 80s song that had that in there.
I knew the King song.
It was higher than upbeat. But that 1962 version, that was a snoozer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll figure it out. Where are we going next?
We're going to go to Mary Jane by Megadeth.
Yay! It wasn't Shangri-La, it was Shambhala by Three Dog Night. With the rain, Shambhala. So now we can find out what a Shambhala is. Wash away my shame with the rain, Shambhala. God. Ow. Oh, sorry. Oh, is it? All right, so now we got a Shangri-La and a Shambhala to worry about. We'll Google that.
Yeah.
All right, where are we going now?
I Can't Remember by Alice in Chains.
Well, we just said we couldn't remember because we did. I thought it was Shangri-La and it was Shambhala.
Right.
So Alice in Chains is going to sing about Can't Remember. This is weird. You know what you think?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I don't know how come that started playing itself again. You must have double-clicked it.
Maybe.
Triple-clicked.
I like the song. I'm listening.
Anyway, Shambhala or Shambhala?
Or Shambhala, if you can't decide.
Yeah. It's Shangri-La. Anyway, Sham is, according to the... Here, this is the pronunciation for Sham.
Sham. Sham. Sham.
It's all a sham.
Sham.
Ah! Anyway, a thing that is not what it purported to be, or bogus or false. But they said the Shambhala is a mythical kingdom in Tibet Buddhism. It may also refer to contents one, whatever. Anyway, so that mythical everything. What do you think?
Yeah.
Sham. Sham.
All right, here we go. What are we doing now?
We're doing Little Wing by Skid Row.
All right, cool. Don't know what it's about, but I'm saying cool anyway.
Sham.
I'll just check it. Anyway, so, like, what are we doing now?
Now we're going to do Anybody Listening by Queensryche.
Yeah, is anybody out there listening? Throw in a smiley face if you are. All right, here we go. Let's get this on the road here. So is there anyone listening? Is there anyone who sees what's going on? I see what's going on. That's why I got this right here, just in case you ever have a problem. So what? Let's say, hypothetically, you're sitting there minding your own affairs, playing your music on your show, and somebody says, "You're Mel Obama!" Then you can hit that button. What do you
like
think?
An alert whistle.
Yeah. So if they say, "Mel Obama!" Try it. "Mel Obama!" Come on. You got it. You got this. Try it.
I'm not going to sing Melon Farmer.
All right, I guess we better get back to business. Melon Farmer! Is that too much?
Yes.
All right. All right, so where are we going?
So this is the last song before the mystery song.
Ooh, the mystery song. Tell them what they get if they get the mystery song right.
Free drinks and snacks from their refrigerator.
That's right, an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. All right? But don't say, "Mel Obama!" I'm sorry, I just had to do that. All right, okay. What's the name of the song?
It's "Stay Out of My Dreams" by Typo Negative.
Yeah, "Stay Out of My Dreams." Astro Projectory Man, they're coming in your dreams, looking at you.
It was okay until you said "looking at you." That's creepy for some reason.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Alrighty, it's the time y'all been waiting for. Apologize for the slight delay. Had technical difficulties, but we are on mystery song number 24. If you guess this song right here, you win an all-expense trip paid to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. And if you don't get the song name in the band, then you get nothing. Alright, here we go.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Pigeon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dream by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hotel. Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew first and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch.